I have peace today, not because there are no storms in the world, but because the Lord is my peace in the midst of the storm. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Psalms 91:2. My name is Bridget Balch, and I'm a grateful believer in Jesus Christ, and I was born in the late 80s. Our home was near Batesville in a little town called Sulphur Rock. My parents divorced when I was around the age of 2. My mother remarried shortly after. I only saw my dad on holidays and on my birthday. Growing up with my mother was very mentally and physically abusive. My mother has been an addict for as long as I can remember. Some things are just hard to get over. Okay, my mom has been an addict. We never attended church as a family. I also remember being scared of my mother, so I always did my best to stay away from her. I learned to survive these situations by relying on the comfort of my brothers and sisters. My grandparents tried to be there as much as they could. As I got older, I began to look for an escape in men. My sister and I were both sexually abused by my mom's dad. Once we decided to tell, my mom didn't believe us. I began experimenting with drugs at the age of 12, and I began to drink alcohol at the age of 14. My mom and stepdad allowed us to do these things as long as we were at home. That is when I noticed her hanging out with my brothers and sisters and their friends, which made it obvious they were using together. They promised them freedom while themselves are slaves of sin, for a man is a slave to whatever has mastered him, 2 Peter 2:19. While my mom was on one of her binges, she became very violent with my younger brother. My grandmother called the cops and DHS got involved. My twin sister and I went to a friend's house but soon returned to my mom's custody. Not long after that, I got into another fight and went to live with my dad. However, at the age of 17, I began to use meth with my mom. I did manage to graduate high school in 2006. 2 days prior before my graduation, I found out I was pregnant. And on December 30th, 2006, I gave birth to my first daughter. I began using not even a month after I had her. I tried to kill myself, which led me going to jail. I remained clean for 5 months after getting released for jail and then slipped back into my addiction. First abusing pain medicine and then back to meth, just trading one addiction for the other. I eventually asked my daughter's dad to come get her because I just couldn't get high and take care of her. I stole a family member's credit card and was jailed for that for a few months, being charged with 14 felonies. I continued to go in and out of jail the next 2 years, being arrested 14 times in all. During this time, I found out I was pregnant again at the age of 22. I had been using up until I was 6 months pregnant, and by the grace of God, she was born healthy. A month later, I began using again. When she was 4 months old, I went to jail again and was sentenced to prison in 2011. When I got out of prison, I got pregnant again. And continued to get high this entire pregnancy. When I gave birth to my daughter in 2013, DHS got involved and took both of them. Both my girls. I then became involved with an abusive man and continued to use drugs. And eventually ended me back in jail, and then I went to prison again. After being released, I stayed clean for 7 months trying to get my daughters back. One poor decision caused me to lose all the progress I'd gained. Not to mention I was pregnant again. At this time, I began looking for rehabs. And when I was 7 months pregnant, I ended up back in jail again. I heard about John 3:17 from my cellmate. I applied, and the facilitator called me for an interview. My new life began on April 20th, 2014. This month, I've been there 18 months. And so I've been clean for 18 months this month. When I arrived at John 3:17, I gave my life to Christ and was baptized into Him on May the 8th, 2014, and gave birth to my son, Justice, who's here with me. Yeah. On May 29, 2014, a couple weeks later, I made the painful decision to adopt my girls out to a Christian family. I'm currently trying to receive visitation of my oldest daughter, and I haven't seen her in almost 6 years. So God's opened that door back up for me. I've been able to experience every milestone with Justice, and his name is spelled J-U-S-T-U-S. Just us as in just me and him and Jesus. Who is a beautiful, healthy, energetic toddler. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it, and they are saved, Proverbs 18:10. I graduated John 3:17 in April of 2015. I'm currently on staff at John 3:17 Ministry. And I'm a group leader at two Celebrate Recoveries I attend weekly. I'm also involved in the Independence County Jail Ministry. The Lord will not forsake me, his people, will not forsake his people, for they are his prize. Psalms 94:14. Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and not be afraid. John 14:27. God will give you things back when he trusts you with them. You make the decision and God will make the change. The question I leave with you today, are you willing to give up everything to say yes to Jesus? Thank you for letting me share.